The Lord will hear your prayers in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we will all shine our light for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Refiring and godly influence. God has been so great, so awesome. Oh, wonderful shatter. Last week we talked about reflect, recharge, and refire. Reflect, recharge, and refire. Amen. And when the instruction came for this ministration this morning, I was trusting God. God, what do we have to say this morning? What do you have for the people? And the Lord said, He said, tell my people it is time for them to refire in godly influence. Not just having a lot of followers. They need to refire in godly influence. To my glory. Amen. The word came to us this year. He said, it is our year of unfolding glory. And I was asking him what? He said, let's go back to that word. Please open your Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Lord will speak to us this morning. Amen. Corinthians 3 verse 18, New King James Version. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, New King James Version. Amen. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And we behold him as in a mirror. The glory of the Lord. We are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory just by the Spirit of the Lord. Refiring in godly influence. As a child of God, I want you to know that who you follow matters. Who you follow determines what follows you. Who you follow determines what follows you. And who you look at, you look like. The scripture we just read says, as we behold him, we are being changed, we are being transformed into that same image. When you behold, you look into the mirror. Which mirror are you talking about? The mirror of the word of God. We are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory. When you refire, as a child of God, you increase. You know, after reflecting, you recharge in your secret place. You recharge in your place of studies. You recharge to refire. So when you are to refire, God expects you to refire in increase. Bible made us understand in the book of Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25 from verse 14 to 30. We saw the issues of those that God gave talents. Bible made us understand that the master gave them talents. He gave one. He gave another one two. And he gave the other one five. They understood what it means to reflect, to recharge, and to refire. They understand what it means to refire in godly influence. The one that has two told himself, I need increase. He went to trade with the two and he got extra two. The one that has five understood the meaning of increase. He went to trade with the five and he got extra five. Now ask yourself, where do you belong? Do you belong to the one that has two, the one that has five, or the one that has one, according to that scripture? But it made us understand that the one that has one did not understand what it means to refire. After recharging, doesn't understand. This is the word of God to us this morning. You have gone to the first month, second month, third month, fourth month, fifth month, sixth month, and now is the seventh month. Time of perfection. Time of rest. Time of restoration. What have you gone through? Are you holding on to that one, like the one that has one talent, and he says, Master, you didn't do well. You gave me just one talent, and he buried it. You have something. Tell your neighbor, you have something. You have something. Amen. What does it mean to have influence? Influence is the capacity to have an effect on character, on the character of somebody, or on the development or behavior of someone. So some of us, our parents has great influence on us. To some of us, our siblings have great influence on us. To some of us, our friends has great influence on us. To some of us, God Almighty is our direct influence, which makes a difference. When God is the one influencing you, there will be difference. He'll be calling on to you. Come on, what are you doing now? I was telling some set of people yesterday, I said, July is a very special month. For me, it's a month of reflection, great reflection. But when the Father is the beginning of the second half of the year, it has a lot of pleasant things, a lot of benefits, a lot of battles. Amen. Because you have been able to go through the first half of the year, it is not going to be rosy. That is why God's word have said in the beginning, he said, this is your year of only glory. He also said, this is your year of landmark miracles. It will not come on a platter of gold. That man with one talent thought it would just come like that. He did not go and trade. Amen. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. So, God gives you something for you to bring increase. So, like I said, when you increase, when you refire, you increase. Amen. Real influence started from Adam. Do you believe me? Real influence started from Adam. Bible made us to understand that in the book of Genesis, the Adam gave names to all the animals. It is the person that gives you something that has influence on you. I don't know about you. God has great influence on me. Some of us is our parents. Some of us is our siblings. Some of us is our friends. Ask yourself, who has influence on you? It's a rhetorical question. So that you can go and recharge and refire for good. Influence can come through positive means or negative means. That's to tell you that influence can be positive, it can be negative. When we talk about being positive or negative, it can also be intra. I tell people, when you see people go through some things, some people are going through either intrapersonal issues, that's issues within them. When you have intrapersonal issues, it's going to reflect on your interpersonal relationships. Talking about influence being positive or negative, the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 had intrapersonal issues matter. He did not understand the kind of life he's living. He did not understand the kind of parents he had. Bible made us understand that he told his father, give me my own portion. I went to squander it. When it came to in the second half of his life, he reflected, he recharged, and he told himself, it's time to refire. And he went back to his father. How many of you are ready to go back to God? You have been hearing the word, and you are telling yourself, how do I do it? There are external forces. If the internal force in you is not strong enough, there's no way you can conquer the external force. And you need God to partner with you to be able to conquer. Amen. Amen. So how do you refire in godly influence? How do you refire in godly influence? Work on the power of your choice. The prodigal son, like I mentioned, had the power of choice. Even after he has discovered, he has come to his senses and he has seen that, it's better I go back to my father. It's better I go back to my father. After all, if he will not even accept me, like some of us will be telling ourselves, can God still accept me? I have messed up big time. It's better I go back to my father. And he took the choice, the right choice, to go back to his father. Choice is a very powerful determining factor. Every human being has the right to choose right. When you choose right, it gives life. When you choose wrongly, it gives death. Opposite of life is death. But we made us understand that life and death is in the power of the tongue. What are you choosing for yourself? What are you decreeing for yourself? Amen. So those who choose right experience unfolding glories. Those who choose right experience landmark miracles. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life. What are you choosing today? Said, I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Choose life. Amen. Another thing you need to do to refire in godly influence are that you need to know who you are. Who are you? Ask yourself, please, just a rhetorical question. Who am I? Please ask yourself that question. If you know who you are, you will be able to refire in godly influence. If you know who you are, you'll be able to stand tall and tell yourself, I am the light of the world, a city that is set upon the hill, which cannot be hid. God bless you, choir, again this morning. Amen. Knowing who you are is very, very essential if you really want to refire in godly influence. No power of darkness can subdue my rising. Can somebody decree that? It's our confession. No power of darkness can subdue my rising. Because why? I know who I am. Sinat sang the song, I know who I am. We sing it, two of us. I am a chosen generation, called for to show his excellence. All I require for life God has given me. I know who I am. I know who God says I am. Do you really know it? Know the singing. It will show. Amen. A person of worth, value, and integrity will influence others. Youths, I know when you hear the word influence, I don't know what you're thinking of. Some people are thinking of social media. How many followers do I have? Remember what I said in the beginning. I said, who you follow determines what follows you. Don't be too concerned. Don't be too so filled in your mind as regards who are following, who, the people that are following you. You, who are you following? Who you follow determines what happens to you. Who you look at determines who you look like. Do you look like Christ? Ask yourself, is your creator? It's not me. It's not your parents. It's not your siblings. It's not your friends. Amen. Amen. Glory to Jesus. As light, we are to shine the light of God to the world. We are to shine as light, a city that is set upon the hill, which cannot be hidden. Light brightens. Light even brightens more in darkness. Not here. When you on light here now, when we on our torchlight phones, it was not that captivating or visible. But the moment we all on, you see the shining, you see the influence, you see how everywhere was charged with light, different kinds of light, and that is what you and I represent. We are different kinds of light in every phase of the world that we find ourselves. Be a person of value and integrity. For you to refire in God and influence, you need to be a person of value and integrity. And how do you get this? You can get this in your secret place when you study. Read the word of God. It is going to help you to know yourself and help you to know how to value yourself. I remember when I was growing up, my father used to say that it's the way you present yourself, that's the way people we take you. And he will tell you that it's the way you dress, that's how people will address you. When you come out as a girl and you're wearing something skimpy, my daddy will say, you get out, cheap article. He's making you to know how to value yourself. Amen. So, we have people that influences us. But if God really influences you, he's going to help you to influence people godly. Amen. Be informed. You want to be a godly influencer? You want to refire in godly influence? Be informed yourself. Learning is an act of increase. Whatever you know cannot be greater than who you are. Whatever you know, reflects, cannot be greater than who you are. Be a mentee to a godly mentor. Who are your mentors? Who do you follow? Who do you follow? Check who you follow. Amen. 1 Timothy 4 verse 12 to 16 says, let no man despise your youth. Let no man despise your youth. God bless you, media. Thank you so much. Please, can you give the Lord a clap offering to God for our media? They are doing wonderful works. Amen. Hallelujah. Let no man despise your youth. Be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Be a mentee to a godly mentor. Be a mentee. So the person that was mentor you must be a godly person. Amen. Amen. Oh, we have us in Jesus' name. We move on. City, I come. Give attention to reading, to exaltation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with laying on of hands of the eldership. Amen. Meditate on these things. Meditate on what? What are the things? The word of God. The things that has been imbibed in you. The things, those instructions that God has given you both in the secret place and in the public place, like the church. Amen. Meditate on it. I am still running with the word of God. Say, this is our year of landmark miracles. You are here, you have not experienced it. It's coming. Hold on. Say, you're here of unfolding glory. And you see something that looks like shame. Hear the situation. No, that's not the word of God for me. Meditate on these things. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those that hear you. Godly influence. Somebody shout, godly influence. When you do all this thing, you not just only save yourself, you are going to save even those that hear you. Another thing you need to do, locate divine assignment. Locate your own divine assignment. Your assignment is not my assignment. That is why I said it again earlier, and I will still say it. Who you follow determines what follows you. If you follow God, you'll be following. I will follow you till the end of time. And I will follow you till the end of time. It's not just once and for all follow. You keep following. Keep following. Tell your neighbor, keep following. That is where you will get the power to influence godly. Amen. You can influence in several areas of life, both within the kingdom and outside of it. For who? Please, I want to know if you are really following. For who? Who are you influencing for? For God? For Christ? If you say for Christ, you're correct. If you say for God, you are correct. Please, let's give Jesus a round of applause. Hallelujah. Amen. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. For those of us, for those of you, for everyone who understood the divine assignment that has been given to him or her, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 is a very loaded scripture. Please, if you have not opened your Bible to read it before, please go home. Read from the verse 1 to the end. You will understand what God has for you there. That place is a very balanced scripture. Verse 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Of the whole. I want to read. I want to have first degree. I want to have masters. I want to have PhD. I want to be a controller. I want to influence the world. I want to be this. I want to be that. The conclusion of the whole matter is that fear God and keep his commandment. For this is the whole duty of man. You can influence, like I said, in many areas. You can influence in administration. You will say, I don't know how to do administration. I'm not good in administration. I don't know how things are to be done. God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, I don't know how things are to be done. I don't know if I to speak to Pastor BC or to speak to Pastor for what I need, or I am to go to pastor direct. I don't know how to do administration. God will help you if you ask. He will speak to you. He will teach you. Amen. So you can influence in administration. And you can say, my own is to beautify you. I know how to beautify. Somebody did this. This is the way this person has been able to influence in a godly manner. Amen. Person did this. This is in beautification. So you can influence in beautification. Amen. You can also influence in the ministry of encouragement. Some of us have that ministry. You don't know. You see somebody say, why are you looking like this? Hey, sorry. No matter what is happening, you will still shine. Oh, shine for Jesus. So, yeah, well done. Amen. You will encourage the person. That is your ministry. Please, influence godly in that ministry. Amen. Some of us is in the ministry of counseling. That is where God took me. And that is where I am. And that's where I function. That's where I have my being. Amen. Influence in the ministry. Influence in counseling. I tell people counseling is not just a job for me. It's a work. It's a vocation. It's a career. It's a profession. It's what I do to have my being. When I'm down, God just lead me to somebody. I'm okay. Amen. Amen. No matter what I do, no matter what you do in life, there is a calling in your life. Some of us are blessed to be in a profession that tallies with our original makeup from heaven. Some of it is beautification. Please go ahead. Don't look at another person. Some of you are good at intercession. Please influence in that area. That's another area of influence that God is calling you to influence this morning. In the area of intercession, see what is happening. God can even wake you up in the dead of the night. Some of you, God will wake you up removing sleep from your eyes. You begin to press your phone. Please carry your Bible, begin to read. Ask God, what are you trying to say? You're trying to communicate something. Some is mosquito that will do it on your ear. He's trying to communicate something. Intercede. That is your area to influence godly. Amen. Some are in the area of media. It's our media team. Doing wonderful work. Please, if you are not following us on social media, please, I beg you, repent. Our media team are doing wonderful works. They are really influencing godly in that area. Each time I look at their content, I do what we call screenshot. And I share it on my WhatsApp status. Somebody asked me the other day, now that won't be your church. I say, yes. God is doing wonders. Amen. Say, I bless the name of the Lord, though, for your life. I've been able to influence that person godly. True of us. But if I snapped myself and telling them how beautiful I am, who am I influencing? I am drawing members to myself. Isn't it true of us? That's what most of us do. God is calling you to godly influence. Amen. Say, refire in godly influence. Amen. Another aspect that God is calling you to refire in godly influence is the area of literature. Some of you can write. You can write stories. You can write books. You can write events. You can just see somebody. You know, you can write. Some is in spoken words. God is calling you in godly influence. We think it's everybody that does spoken word that just do it like that. They are inspired. There is inspiration. If you think it's easy, oh yeah, come and stand and begin to do it. Amen. Maybe your case will not be like that. Those people that were trying to cast out demons, I say, Paul, and the demon said, and they said, in the name of Jesus, won't Paul preach? And the demon said, what did they do this one? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? May that not be your portion in Jesus. So if you try to imitate somebody else, if you have not gotten the hint, the revelation, the secret in the study of the word, whether internally or externally, in the presence of God like this, and you want to copy, you'll be disgraced. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. So another area you need to influence is financial release. Some of you cannot, you don't have all these gifts, you don't have all this talent, but you can give, you can see a need in somebody's life. God is just laying this in my hands. Please, send me your account number. Let me wire something. You are influencing in that aspect of financial release. Amen. Since what moves you makes you write out things that are not most important to you because they are from God, those things forms your value. So whatever moves you to do something forms your value. Whatever moves you to do something forms your value. Please rise to your feet as we begin to bless the name of the Lord. You are here and you are saying, I have missed it. I have failed. I want to come to Jesus, but I don't know how to do it. He's calling unto you the second half of the year. He's calling you to a place of refiring. In the godly influence, in the godly talent, in the godly virtues that he has put in you right from the foundation of the head. You want to give your life to Christ. You say you're tired of this lifestyle. Come on. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. God is calling you. You have your life to live. He's calling you to a place of surrender. Please, tomorrow might be too late. You might be saying you are a young person. You still have time. You still have time. Even though the Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, say, let no man despise your youth. Ask yourself, are you not the one despising yourself? Are you not the one despising what God is telling you? Come on. Come to his feet. Surrender to him. He's calling you to a place of surrender. God is going to change your story in Jesus' name. You are online listening to us. You want to give your life to Christ. Say, Father, I come to you. I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I have not been doing according to your plans, to your precepts for my life. Please have mercy. Remove my name from every wrongdoing. Please cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Please forgive my sins. Remove my names from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. You have confessed that. I tell you, there is joy in heaven over this one simple confession you have made. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Father, we thank you for your word that we have received. We give you praise because beyond this, you will do mighty things. You will empower us for more influence. In the name of Jesus, in every phase of life that we find ourselves in Jesus' mighty name.